Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Welcome back to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. I'm your host, Alice Fraser, and this is the podcast for the 5th of January 2020. Happy birthday on the 5th of January to King Juan Carlos I of Spain. It's also National Whipped Cream Day, which coincides with National Bird Day. So if you've ever wanted to squirt a cream hat onto a passing ibis, today's the day to make that dream into a reality. Our co-host for today's episode is returning after a whole day off. Tiff Stevenson, welcome back to the podcast. What have you been up to in the whole day you've been away?
Oh, I've been so busy trying to file my tax return. Having nightmares about my tax return. Although now you've mentioned a whipped cream hat on an ibis, that's gonna keep me up for the next 5 or 6 nights.
You've got a few hours to make that come true before it becomes deeply inappropriate.
Do you hate ibises as much as you hate flamingos?
I do hate ibises. They're weird black-headed things with deeply raw-looking underarms, and they used to steal sandwiches at my school's playground. So I have an anti-ibis stance, but nowhere near as much as I hate flamingos.
But I will say, if they steal sandwiches, you could always use them as an excuse for stealing homework. Miss an ibis took it. Wasn't that an episode of Heartbreak High? And I missed that episode. Miss an ibis took my homework. I've been watching a lot of Heartbreak High. Well, it's coming back. It's back. It is back. Let's say it's back.
Yeah, sure, why not? Hearts can always be broken. Before our top story, it's time for some classified ads. For sale, Madagascar hissing cockroaches, $9.50. You can buy them online at Amazon.com. A help wanted section. If you want to help someone, go out and do it. Dial 1233-1312-1725. Why not?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
The Last Post.
It is January the 5th, which means it's the weekend, and in our weekend editions, of course, we take a dip into the magazine section and have a look at slightly less political news, including entertainment, home decor, fashion and culture. Today in focus, we have travel. It's a holiday section, Tiff. It's a time of year when people are looking to get away. Do you have any suggestions of where people should go at this very cold time of January?
Yes, as the official Last Post travel correspondent, I have a winter sun special for you. The earth is f***ed, so everywhere's scorching. That's the great news. So good old Boris, he knew that climate change was causing unseasonably warm temperatures in the UK and got us out of Europe just in time. Now all Europeans will be flooding to our temperate shores for tropical fun, and they'll have to buy a visa for the privilege. And in fact, there's a little ad for visiting Brexit Britain. Enjoy artery hardening sausage, egg and chips with sausage from proper British pigs that our former Prime Minister David Cameron has personally tenderised, if you know what I mean. Relax on solid pebbles, pebbles that have been washed back on our shores after being skimmed away into our seas by a wistful 9-year-old Winston Churchill. Remember when we won a war? Take the family to the NHS theme park. Much like other theme parks, you will have to queue for hours just to see the attractions. Try the A&E roller coaster. Visit 5 different departments before being told you can't have a blood transfusion because China owns our blood now. Thrilling! Hop on the ghost train and be spooked by insurance reps and terrified by mountain bills. Fun. Chase the ambulance. Thrill seekers will love the challenge of chasing the ambulance, then trying to squeeze as many people into the back as possible. Excitement! Get yourself an English tan, white with a giant red cross over your torso. Tell everyone you caught the sun, even though no one threw it. Wander through our vast array of market towns and declare any items that are non-British foreign muck and smash them with zero consequences. Visit our kissing booth where you can kiss and probably have full sexual intercourse with our Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The more babies, the better in his opinion. Stay in one of our glorious homophobic bed and breakfasts in Cornwall. Make love on chintz sheets with a view over Port Loo. Visit Brexit Britain for a baby boom to rival 2012. So I don't know whether you fancy visiting Brexit Britain, Alice?
Well, it's a terrifying time for me to be applying for a visa to join this country, although I feel like I'm just bleakly hopeful that there'll be space for an Australian in this increasingly terrifying world.
Yeah, well, you know, he's trying to bring back great days at the Empire, so, you know.
Genuinely, I went back to Australia recently to visit home and get some fresh air, and it was deeply unpleasant because of this bushfire season. It's a record-breaking bushfire season. We've doubled down on that record-breaking bushfire season with a record-breaking heat wave. So if you've ever wanted to go anywhere that's equally intolerable both indoors and out, head down under.
Oh, you're also bleaching your coral down there as well. That's a new tourist attraction. You can turn up bleach coral yourself.
It's the new White Australia policy.
Everything will be whiter, yeah, including the coral. More bleach than a Playboy bunny's head.
Well, they've also, in December, they allowed for drilling to go ahead near the Great Barrier Reef. So that's what's good for fish.
Oh, yeah, they love a bit of drilling.
Yeah, fish love a bit of drilling.
Yeah, I really feel that slightly bad coming in on the defending the fish thing, because I did commit manslaughter with my fish. I accidentally killed them because on my 14th birthday.
Back up right now. When did you have fish?
I had fish. I was 14. I was living at home, you know, like one of those 14-year-olds. I was living with my parents, and I had two fish, blackjack and fruit salad, like the sweets, two goldfish. And one was black and gold, and the other was gold. And I loved them. I love blackjack and fruit salad. For my 14th birthday, I had a sleepover with my girlfriends. So in my room, there was about 10 14-year-old hormone-surging girls spraying like Impulse body spray, Dewberry perfume, hairspray, mousse. And I think we just like choke them with the fumes.
Because I mean, that's a microcosm of climate change destroying the Great Barrier Reef right there.
Yeah, they're saying that the teenagers are going to save us, but not the teenagers that I knew. And Greta's very different. She probably doesn't use hair mousse, to be fair. But yeah, so we just went out to go out. And then when I came back, they were floating on the top, asphyxiated by Body Shop perfumes. I mean, that's ironic, isn't it? Because Body Shop is supposed to be environmentally friendly.
This week, a home decor guide for the corporate drone who's never at home. Upgrade your curtains with some curtains of a different colour. Buy a new app-enabled Bluetooth light bulb so you never need to flip a light switch again. Instead, you can stand cursing in the dark while your phone fails to connect to the system. Buy a new lounge room assortment. Choose looks over comfort because, let's be frank, you'll only use it for Instagram, and when your spouse cheats on you because you're never at home, it might as well be on an uncomfortable couch. Now, of course, we have our letters to the editor section. Dear madam, I'm a regular user of robotic self-checkout machines, but I find they're beeping weirdly aggressive. Can you do anything about it? Kind regards, Ben Droylsden. I'm sorry, Ben, I don't have control over the self-checkout machines, but maybe you want to send a letter to your local supermarket. Thank you.
Oh, Ben, you should do what I do, which is I kind of take spiritual advice from machines. I take messages from machines. You know, like when you tap your oyster and it says incomplete journey, I take that as a spiritual note. Also, I do recall a couple of years ago, 3 a.m, stood in a Tesco's with a bottle of vodka and a pregnancy test. And the machine did say unexpected item in bagging area. And I thought, this is the one time. It's like a Schrodinger's pregnancy, isn't it? Anyway, Ben, you know, I don't know, put some earphones in, dude.
Yeah, calm down.
Chill out, Ben.
Or they still have cashiers, don't they?
They do, but they are, it is annoying. It is.
I don't know. Last time I went to the supermarket was months ago. I just get all my food out of bins.
This is 2020 for you.
The Last Post.
This was The Last Post for January the 5th, 2020. Thank you so much for coming, Tiff Stevenson. Do you have anything to plug?
I would like to plug my social medias, at Tiff Stevenson, and Instagram, that I still haven't worked out, and I think I'm too old for. And also my two shows in the States, so the 10th at Union Hall in Brooklyn and the 17th at Sketchfest.
So if you're in America, go to see Tiff Stevenson. She's one of the better acts going around in this modern world. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you tomorrow. Bye. The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.